Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Hey Bay Area Tancasties and Tannasties, come catch me, Tim Babb, at Mission City Coffee in Santa Clara on March 10th with Phil Johnson.
But, you know, I see people all over the country. One thing I notice about women is that they're always trying to look hot to find the right guy, right? Ladies, there is a class of men out there that does not care what you look like, okay? They're called geeks. Geeks do not care if you're hot. Geeks care that you don't have a penis. That's pretty much the requirement right there. But you can't just, like, go out and, like, lasso yourself a geek. It doesn't work like that, okay? There are certain seduction techniques that must take place. So I wrote a little instructional piece of music for the ladies, and this is how my girlfriend got me. You don't have to be anorexic like a teenage pop star, and it's totally cool if you've got some scars. If you want to be sure that you'll wed, play the Imperial March when it comes to bed. He'll be the world's most faithful suitor when he sees the tattoo of Captain Kirk on your hooters. With a geek by your side, even if your butt is wide, you can roll. You can look like Frankenstein. He will not decline. You're the answer to his prayer. Cause geeks don't care. He's a five, you're a five. Together you're a ten. Some hot geek love is set to begin.
In the show notes, and now on with the show.
Thank you.
Tim
and Noah.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh, but you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about diarrhea, cooking for yourself, I'm pretty sure the two aren't related, and we do a high five of lies we believe when we were kids. And when you hear this sound,
you gotta do the cooking by the book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
And this week, if you notice Tim absent all of a sudden, it's because he ran to the bathroom to take care of the screaming shits.
Oh, ooh. What happened, buddy?
I have no idea what happened, but let me tell you.
Oh.
Bad things. Bad things.
It's our favorite topic on Tancast. Shit.
Like last night, I woke up in bed and I was just like, my stomach was already a little queasy, but then it kept getting worse and worse. Like, and then it was like, oh dear, I think I'm going to have to make one of those decisions. Like, it's going to come both ways at the same time.
Oh.
And then I was like, well, if I just sit here long enough, maybe it'll go away. And then all of a sudden I noticed where my arm was resting on my chest. I was like, why does it feel hot there all of a sudden? It's like, oh, it's because my internal body temperature is raising to the point where I feel like I'm a skillet touching itself. And then I was like, I must be sweaty. And I reached up and wiped my brow. And it was like there was a jar of sweat soup. Someone poured over my head. And I was like,
oh.
I just need to calm down. Come on, Tim, buddy. You're all right. Everything's cool, man. Just think yourself through this. And then I eventually did. I was like, okay, I can walk now. And I was like, I'll give myself some 7-Up. So I start to pour. I grab the 7-Up. I'm like, ooh, I think I need to take a dump. I think I'll pour some 7-Up, and then I'll take a dump. And then I get the 7-Up on the counter. I was like, oop, or I'll take a dump right now.
Quick, put the 7-Up bottle in my butt. Didn't one time at the Ted house, you like threw up and like fell back into it or something? Or you?
Oh, you're thinking of Andy.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you. You came home early one time and you were in the kitchen.
Yes. I was home for lunch because I did that out to lunch thing, and the restaurant was pretty near the Tan House, so I stopped home to eat lunch, and like I threw up, and then I just laid on the, then I like fell back, laid on the kitchen floor, like I threw up in the sink, but then I had to throw up again, and I was like, I'm not getting up. I just laid there.
that is a sad moment in your life, sir.
My wife is disgusted with this story. At least it was mostly soda.
Like a sad little wino.
I'm not going to get up.
Tim turned I stand by my decision.
Into one up.
I did. My wife's like, who cleaned that up? Our maid.
Yeah. Nobody. Didn't you notice the foul smell in the kitchen?
We just left it there.
The lingering tang in the air.
You'll notice leg vomit in here in the kitchen. That's a unique feature here at the Tank House. Yep. House. Tank House House. It's not called that. Anyway, so that's why I may skitter away at some point. I'm not even going to say, oh, hang on, guys. You'll just hear, ka-chunk, and I just won't be talking anymore.
We'll just hear, no!
How bad is it? Is it like pure liquid?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first time it happened to me, like where you just go and it's just like liquid. You're just like, hmm.
You know how like normally you go and then like your stomach feels crampy and then you go and you're like, that's better.
Yeah.
Whatever is there, like, that's not coming out. The crampiness is still staying in. That's so annoying. I'm like, no, you're still there. Get out.
Well, Tim, never trust a crampy fart. So if you feel anything, go.
You ain't got to tell me.
Last time I got threw up, like, it sucked because I threw up and then I still felt shitty. Like, you normally you throw up and like, I feel better now. I'm like, nope, I still feel just as sick as I did before.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. My Christmas endeavor to remove all of my internal organs forcibly. Yeah, it was pretty much like that. It was I was in there just pooping and pooping and pooping and then puking and puking and puking. And every time I did, I walked out of the bathroom like, well, I think death would be preferable to this, to continuing through this.
Pussy.
Of course it wouldn't be, but...
Well, at least, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
That's true, but then I also wouldn't have to worry about anything else. Like
exactly.
Chocolate.
Life would be grand. Or not.
Not
life.
Because
you would have life.
Maybe I could come back as a zombie. I wonder, do zombies ever get the runs? Do brains
that
cause the
suck.
Runs?
You're undead and you have the runs.
Yeah, that would be horrible. I am rotting away, hunger constantly for human flesh, and can't stop my butthole from pissing.
You think zombies can wipe their ass? They always
as
have the arms
hands
in front of them.
Well, if their hands haven't rotted off, I'm sure they can get back there.
What if they have rigor mortis?
What if it snaps off if they wipe you hard?
That'd be unfortunate. Oh, the worst part would be having to, like, fish it out of the toilet to try to get it back on. Pretty much anything that falls in the toilet, I just write off. Like, unless that is really valuable, that's going to the chuds.
Well, if it's your arm, that might be valuable.
You and your chud references.
Yeah, okay. Fine. The sewer mutants. Does that make you happier?
No.
The Morlocks? Am I...
You make me unhappy. How do you like that?
Okay. What did chud say? Something humanoid underground dwellers.
Cannibalistic, I'm pretty
yes.
sure we decided it was, without actually doing any research to confirm it.
I believe that's correct.
I don't know why, but it always seems like my butthole is afraid of any sort of loose poops, because it just tries to, like, open just a tiny bit and then close back off. Like, nope, this is bad.
Oh, like, poop that is soft? Is that what you mean?
Not just soft, but, like, if it's really, like it's coming out of Tim right now, where it's just water pouring out of you.
Oh,
so
really?
It always winds up in just like this tiny little stream, and like I have, and like just like, I'm like just relax, let it go.
I think part of what opens up your butt is the poop. Right? If it's just liquid, it doesn't need that much space to shoot out, right?
Well, it's a smooth muscle, so really just like relaxing it. It's tight by design.
People are so happy they tuned in this week.
Welcome to Fecal Cast.
My wife just sent me a text. Drew heard me yelling in here and said, Mommy, I have to go pull Daddy out of the fire.
My Why did you think you were in the fire?
I don't, because I was yelling.
So he just automatically assumes you're on fire?
I guess. I want to know what the fuck my wife is watching with him all day.
Wow. That's interesting. I can't imagine he gets into his first fight. Fire! Why are you yelling? There's fire.
Where's the fire? Why are you hitting me? There's fire.
Should we do some last that are tan?
Yes.
Paint the world beige, motherfucker!
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment!
Guys, thank you so much.
This one is, I believe, the third week in a row I've done a 10 laugh from Dean. And he goes, this is in response to, the last 2 weeks we've read the ones that were flagged by his company server, and I kept asking what it was about. So he's like, so part of his job, I won't say the place, is to release emails that get quarantined by the server for various reasons. And apparently there was this word, N-I-G-R-A, which means a specific kind of bush that for some reason this company had to deal with, which the filter mistook for a different N-word.
But that's why, so do the jokes get stuck? I mean, does the email get stuck behind a held up email? Is that how it works?
I don't know. Well, anyway, so I released that email, and right after it was the email with all the jokes I sent to you guys.
Yeah, it just means that there were two of them. He saw one, went, Nigra, caught it. All right. And then found the joke one right after that. Like, that was the next one in line.
And then he sent a joke after that. An army sergeant was still getting used to a large number of Italian-American recruits in his unit. One day, a private received a care package from his mother with a glorious array of salamis and cheeses. The sergeant entered the barracks in the middle of a feeding frenzy and was overcome by the smell of cheese. "What in God's name is that smell?" he bellowed. "It's provolone," replied one of the Italian-American privates. "Is he sick or something?" asked the sergeant. He thought that was a dude's name. That's why it's funny. And then, to close this out, Dean says, "I must have missed an episode or something. Where does never trust an Asian tagline come from?"
No, it's inherent racism.
It comes from you guys saying I don't have like a call-off thing, and so I thought it would be random and funny. So I was like, never trust an Asian.
Don't you mean random and hateful?
It just has nothing to do with anything.
Racism is hilarious, asshole.
So that's it. Like, it has no basis on anything. Just, although you should, Asians do like to cut in line. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Not always. Just sometimes.
Maybe it's just because they can't see you in the dark. You should smile more. Maybe. Oh, there. How does it feel?
Feels good. I have a joke for you guys.
All right.
Do it.
What do pimps and cowboys have in common?
I don't know.
They both like to throw a hoe down.
Who is that from?
That was actually in a random song, a cover song I heard. And they just stopped and told that joke. And I was like, that is hilarious. So okay. It was on coverville.com, in case you were wondering. I don't remember the name of the song, but I could probably look it up.
Nope. I don't care.
Excellent.
Lindsay doesn't approve of that joke.
I wanted a person's name to put in the show notes. You're not going to give me that, so I'm going to put Noah's piece of shit.
That's good.
Hi, Tim and Andy, whom I've never met.
Did you guys hear that?
Irate.
Hey. Hi, Lindsay.
Say hi, Lindsay. Oh, she said hi to you as well. Oh, did you hear his Did you hear his rant about you? No, before.
Oh, yes, I did. That's why I'm saying
that. Okay. Sorry. Anyways, hello?
Yeah,
we're okay. Here. I'm just waiting for Andy, the next in line for Tan Laughs, but apparently he's decided, I know what I'll do. I'll do my impression of Marceau, because that is fascinating.
Yep. Yeah. No, I was trying to find one. I had one, and then I realized that we read it, like, years and years and years ago. Well, that's never stopped me before, but...
No, it hasn't.
Okay, fine then. Fuck you. I'm going to do this one.
No, you shall not.
Okay, I shall not.
Go ahead and do it, Andy. Don't listen to that douchebag over there.
Which one?
Tim.
Oh. Okay. So this one comes to us from Julian, who said that we talked about our listener stats two episodes ago, and listened, Switzerland is one of the countries with the highest number of listeners. And being from Switzerland, Julian was very surprised by that. He's very amusing to know that someone besides me in this small country listens to the glorious Tancast. Anyway, here's the joke. Hope you haven't done it before. We have, but I'm doing it again anyway. You know why? Because fuck Tim.
Did he only send it to you?
No, it's not to all of us.
No, all of us.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Man walks into a hotel bar, claims a table, walks up to the bartender to order a beer. He notices a jar of money beside the counter, and he asks the bartender behind the counter, "Fuck! It's English, Andy. You can read this."
"It's harder than it looks."
He asks the bartender what the jar is all about. "Well, we have a little contest going on here," the bartender replies. "You want to play?" "Okay. How?" asks the man. The bartender explains, "Well, first you put some money in the jar, and then you have to complete 3 tasks. You finish all 3, and the money in the jar is yours." "What are the 3 tasks?" "Well," replies the bartender, holding up a little bottle, "first you have to drink this bottle of hot sauce. It's from Africa, and it's hotter than anything you've ever tasted." "Okay." The bartender continues, "Then there's a dog out back. Mean, nasty old thing. She has a bad tooth, and it's causing her a lot of pain, and you have to pull it out." Man thinks for a moment. "Finally," the bartender says, "there's an old woman out in the back of the bar. See her?" He points to a large woman sitting in the corner who's smiling and waving. "She hasn't been with a man in over 30 years, and you have to sleep with her." Let me think about it," the man says. He goes back to his table, finishes his beer, then he has a few more, then a few more. Eventually, he gets up the courage to do the 3 tasks. He staggers back to the bartender, shoves a bill into the jar, and explains, "I'll do it! Let me see the sauce!" The bartender hands him the sauce, he swills it down, howls loudly, and runs for the drinking fountain. "Okay, the dog?" he says. "Out back," the bartender says. The man goes out. For several minutes, yelping and scratching noises are heard, and they eventually die down. "All right," the man says loudly as he staggers back in the bar. "Where's that lady who needs her tooth pulled?"
I remember when we told that joke the first time, and I feel like it didn't take a half hour.
Well, it's Andy telling it.
And fucking it up halfway through.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, "and fuck you, Tim."
Oh, also well, fuck you, Tim.
But not butt fuck you.
Why not? I don't want to swim against the tide. Don't butt fuck him right now.
Nope.
That's a risk you can take.
I am not a swammin'. Salmon. A swammin'. And like I will not swim upstream.
Keep on swimming. Keep on swimming.
Just keep swimming. I believe you'll find it is.
Just keep swimming.
Thank you, Dory.
The Explorer.
For some reason, sometimes emails to 10 cast just skip my inbox altogether. I have no idea why. Probably has something to do with the filter, but I don't think I've ever created a filter that would say, do this. I'll have to look into it. That's why I didn't see the one from Julian.
Oh, okay. Now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
So, we got an email from Lindsay.
"Captain, incoming message."
"You've got mail."
"Message for you, son."
DeVille is here!
TenCast! Listener email!
I just called that up as well.
Uh-huh. Different Lindsay.
Yep.
Not Lohan.
With the E.
Lohan. Not even spelled the same.
Lohan. So do you want to read it, Tim?
Oh, it's up to you.
Go for it, little buddy.
Okay. "Hi, guys. I will soon. 80 days? She wasn't sure, I guess. I guess it depends on when we read this. We read it now. Be among the college graduate degree holding masses and living almost on my own. Unlike most of the college graduating masses, I have an employment opportunity, Walt Disney World internship, whoop whoop. But I'm faced with a dilemma." It's what it says. It says whoop whoop.
I don't know. I like the way whoop whoop.
"But I'm faced with the dilemma of cooking and feeding myself. These past 4 years, I've been living on a meal plan with 24-hour dining at my fingertips. Something that doesn't exist in the real world. I figured you guys eat, cook, food." I don't know why. It was the pause that I generated on my own for no reason. And
Lindsay,
then
let me stop you right there and say, I found it's usually best to cook the food first before eating it.
That is good. That's solid advice from a man who knows food.
Yes.
"And might have some lower budget, relatively healthy recipes, food suggestions. I will have access to a full kitchen, microwave, oven, stove, fridge, and grocery store, so cooking/food storage is not a problem. Thanks in advance, Lindsay, not Lohan. We don't even spell our name the same way. TanCast, number one Harry Potter, British things fan."
No, I think we're going to have to defer to you on this, because Tim and I both eat light crap.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Kitchen.
Don't masturbate in the kitchen. Don't beat your meat on the grill. We're trying to make some delicious food. We don't need you fucking up our meal. Now we'll give you a recipe that you can use at home. Cooking can be fun if you always remember. Do not stroke your bone. Don't masturbate in the kitchen.
No. Actually, Tim cooks quite a bit.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I knew that. You were cooking for your wife and not just chicken Kiev.
Well, first, I should say, depending on where you live, there may be 24-hour dining.
Yeah.
But it's probably not going to be good for you.
And I'm sure she doesn't want to pay for, like, I'm sure it was, the 24-hour dining is just like a meal plan you pay for at the beginning of the year, and then you have it all year.
Yeah.
I had that when I was at San Jose State. It wasn't 24-hour, though. I'm a little jealous of what her college was. I can't see them. half hour at 8 o'clock. They're like, bye. But I'm still hungry. Oh, I'm sorry. We're all out of people who give a shit.
Well, slam.
I think me and Tim kind of approach it a little bit differently. Like, I think, Tim, you maybe cook, like, every night or every other night.
Pretty much.
Whereas I'm more of a fan of just, like, preparing stuff for, like, you know, like 5 days and just being done with it. But, I mean, it all depends on what your tolerance is for eating the same thing over and over again. Like, if it's really good, it's great. If it's something you're not into, then it's not so great. So, I mean, you know, generally I would just stock up with stuff that you can use a lot. Like, whenever a recipe calls for something that I know I'm only going to use once, I'm like, that's out. And for me, I eat a lot of veggies because veggies are cheap. But not to say, you know, you shouldn't, you know, eat meat, but I just prefer to eat veggies most of the time. A lot of beans, tofu.
Tofu is cheap?
Tofu is not too expensive.
Hmm.
For me, I try to stick to stuff that has very few ingredients. I mean, like, I, you know, I'll make sure I get, like, all my nutrients, but, like, I don't like dealing with, like, a lot of ingredients. I'm like, and then if there's multiple steps, like, okay, here's how you create the sauce, and then here's how you create the chicken, and then here's how you create... I'm like, nope, I'm not interested in that.
Bye-bye.
Give me something Bye-bye. I can throw in one thing and heat to one temperature and then wait and then eat.
Yeah, that's pretty much what... I mean, I don't mind doing a couple different pots, but I like it to be pretty simple. And something I can make a lot of. Like, chilies are good for that. Soups are good for that. I love casseroles. Casseroles are good for, like, just making it and then eating over a couple days. So, yeah, I mean, how I just find my recipes is I just read, like, different websites. And I signed up for a couple different mailing lists. And whenever they send me something that sounds interesting, I kind of look at it, you know, look at the what's in it. And then I just go, oh, you know, I will make that.
What I've done is, like, I have... Sometimes, like, I'll have chicken and then something else in the fridge to go with it, you know, like, because I buy a big bag of frozen chicken breasts, usually every so often, and so I'll put chicken breasts and then let's say I had something else in the fridge that might go with it, so I'll put them both into Google and then hit and then recipe behind it and hit enter and then search through what I find, like, okay, I'll go make that, and then while I'm at the store, I'll see if I can find anything with, like, since I have an iPhone now, like, I'm at the store, I'm like, okay, since I'm getting this, what else could I make with this, and then I'll get something else. So I've done the casserole thing fairly recently. I also just invented a dish, sort of, because I got some ricotta cheese for something, and I was like, wow, we did not need nearly this much ricotta cheese, so I have to think of other things to use this with. And I remember looking up some recipe, and I literally followed zero, like, other than the fact that it still had chicken, like, it had no resemblance to the original recipe. So basically, I take the chicken breasts, smear the ricotta cheese, which is sort of like a spreadable, not like pasty cheese, spread that over the top, little breadcrumbs over the top of that, and then some salsa over the top of that, and bake it.
I think they use ricotta cheese in a lot of Italian dishes.
Yeah. See?
Like lasagna.
Or stuffed manicotti.
Yeah.
Which I love.
I got stuffed manicotti for you.
I was just going to say something. Well, one thing, there's a lot of websites that allow you to, like, and apps that allow you to say, plug in and say, I have this, what can I make? And then it will kind of give you a suggestion of what to make. There's mm-hmm. also recipe apps. Like, if you have a hard time thinking of, you know, what to make, you know, you can just kind of flip through that and go, that looks good. And somebody can even make, like, I think Epicurus can actually make, like, a to-do list, like a shopping list. Like, if you say, I want to make this. It will say, okay, to make this, you need these items, which is also good. I just was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. We were talking about your ricotta cheese.
Breadcrumbs? Oven? Big bag of breasts?
Oh, that actually reminded me.
Frozen chicken titties?
One thing about cooking is, like, it doesn't need to be exact like baking. Like, you can, you know... Feel free to, like, you know, add some other shit in there. Like, if you feel like, oh, that's not convenient enough, you know, add some more vegetables or whatever, or do different portions, you know. I mean, you know, it may not taste the same as they did it, but, you know, feel free to experiment. That's what I would say.
Yeah, experiment. You're out of college now, but you can still experiment. Experiment with spices and vegetables. Oh,
do some double stuffing. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Spice Big Brothers potatoes.
Well, Andy, what do you do for food?
Whatever's in the freezer when I get home.
Oh, your wife does the cooking?
I do more of the cooking than my wife.
Whatever's in the freezer when I get home is a shitty answer to that question.
Oh, like, I mean,
you know, a lot of like Stouffer's meals and whatever. Not like TV dinners or whatever, but like the big, like family size things.
And so I would say stay away from those, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Why?
They're just processed. And I mean, I personally try to eat less processed stuff. I mean, you certainly can.
I would agree with Noah. It's it's not the best thing, but you know, like I said, my wife's got some health issues, and I work long hours and come home late, so it's sort of what I can get ready quickly.
And I'm not judging Andy. I'm just saying, you know, if it is an option, I would try to avoid it.
And like I said, I would agree.
You know what's a relatively easy meal to make that usually lasts a while? Lasagna.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Last night, as we were spending time in the kitchen in between running for the basement, because the tornado watch warnings were going off. There was a tornado in Metro Atlanta last night. That was really lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay, little buddy? Were you scared?
Yeah, actually, I was pretty fucking freaked out.
Did you go to Oz and have adventures?
No. Stayed in Kansas.
You're not in Kansas, you liar face.
I know. Pigeons a lie too, though, so.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, man. Yeah, like, the siren starts going off. I'm like, all right, we gotta go to the basement. Well, I was like, do we really need to? I'm like, the siren is going off. There's a tornado on the ground in Metro Atlanta. It's sort of kind of heading this way. Like, this tornado could potentially take our house out, depending on which direction it turns. We need to go right now. So my wife, like, wanders off and goes and gets her shoes and gets Drew's shoes, and then she's, like, fussing around and stuff. I'm like, buck shoes, go! Basement! Shoes in basement! So it was all...
This is why everyone has to have emergency Crocs by the bed, like Andy does.
Yep.
In case of emergency, break open glass and get the Crocs.
Yes. The great things about Crocs, they're so spongy, you can just jump down the basement stairs and they will absorb all the impact at the bottom.
I believe that is a lie.
That is a lie.
We do not recommend trying that at home.
We certainly do not.
Do not.
Well, at least if you do, film it and send it to us.
No.
So, anyways, we were trying to make... we just had some frozen like raviolis, and we were trying to just make those on the stove and like make some garlic bread in the oven, and we kept having to turn the stove off and turn the oven off like as they were like just as the water was getting hot, and just as the oven was warm, and we raced downstairs. So we keep coming back upstairs, and trying to decide, well, are we really going to make these raviolis, or do we just want to make something quicker? Like I don't know. Sandwiches or hot pockets or something that we can make and then run back downstairs the next time the warning sirens go off again. And because it's like the 15th time or so that my wife has picked up the bag of raviolis, she goes, there's a recipe on here called lazy lasagna. I like lazy. Let's see. The recipe is you defrost the raviolis by like boiling them in water for a little while. And then you lay the raviolis down, and then you put sauce down, and you cook some meatballs, and you crumble the meatballs up, and you put meatballs down, and then cheese, and then some more raviolis, and then some more sauce, and then some more meatballs, and then some more cheese, and then you bake it, and then you take it out, and you uncover it, and you put more cheese on, and then you put it back in and bake it again. I'm like, fuck, that's not lazy lasagna, that's lasagna. Like, lazy lasagna is, yeah, toss this shit in, put something over the top of it, walk away for a while, come back, eat delicious lasagna. But that is exactly the same number of steps. The only thing you're doing differently is this time you have cheese inside the noodles that you're putting in. You're still building as many fucking layers.
Woo! And he's not having any of it.
He's like, no. Fuck that bullshit!
They told me I could be lazy, and then they lied to me, and I will not be lied to by food.
You know what? If you go to Costco, they have ready-made lasagnas. Not ready-made, but you just have to put them in the oven.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Costco lasagnas are great things. The ones that Stouffer's makes.
I just don't know if the Costco ones are as processed. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I wouldn't say, it's not a hard and fast rule. It's definitely, I think, better to stick away from it. But, some things are worse than others, It pays to look at the packaging to see what's in it, to see, what percentage of, different things are in there.
Yep, if you get to the third ingredient and you see horse brain, put it back down.
Or buy all of it.
Mm.
If you see Bob listed on there, you know somebody fell into the processing machine.
A couple things I've seen for like breakfast stuff is like, well, there's a couple different things you can do for breakfast to make it quick. You can make a bunch of breakfast burritos and freeze them, and then just nuke one as you need them. Or
that's a pretty good idea.
Sometimes I pre-make a bunch of oatmeal and then I just scoop it out and nuke it.
Ugh.
Oh.
Oh.
You don't like oatmeal, or you that just. That
maybe
way.
It's just in my current state, oatmeal does not sound appealing at all.
Huh.
But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of oatmeal, but just a big scoop of gelatinous cold oatmeal, you throw in the microwave and eat it. I think that's what prison's like. Here's your oatmeal. Piece of shit. Told you not to rape that person.
Tim, here is your can of oatmeal.
Or good old cereal.
Cereal's good times.
So,
you know,
yeah.
I've never thought that oatmeal was actually all that time-consuming to prepare.
Like, oh,
not just the instant oatmeal, but even like the oatmeal that you make on the stove.
Oh, like 20 minutes?
Well, if that.
Yeah, yeah. I get the steel-cut oats. Those take about 20 minutes.
Ooh.
Steel-cut oats?
Some of us can only afford oats cut by cheap aluminum, but Noah gets steel-cut oats.
Aluminium, for Lindsay, who likes British stuff.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to link a couple recipes that I've been making a lot lately that I like.
You gotta do the cooking by the book!
Yeah! And Tim's actually made the second one time, and he liked it as well.
Yeah, probably. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it yet.
It was the...
Angel hair pasta with mushroom basil and fried egg.
Good lord, that's a long link.
It's very descriptive.
I just meant I copied it and pasted it so I could put it in the show, and it's like, I had to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Where's the end of this link?
Damn, Link, why are you so long?
Damn, Link, you scary.
Because it's Noah's link.
He ain't got to be all lengthy like that. Lengthy.
So, I think that's it. Just kind of look around, see, you know. Like I said, I generally try to pick with a few ingredients, something that's fast to make. Most recipes will include, like, prep time and how long it takes. And pick, like, one good thing is, like, it's good to make a shopping list. A lot of people say it's good to make a shopping list because if you don't, then you might go off list and end up spending more than you intend to. So it's good to have an idea of like what you want to get when
and,
you go to the store.
And don't go shopping hungry because like you'll come home with way more snacks. And I'm not saying that as like I always go shopping hungry and come home with way more snacks. Like they've actually done studies. And like the hungrier you are, the more likely you are to, you know, grab stuff that looks like it's going to be appealing to weak, hungry you right that second, as opposed to stuff you want to cook later.
I'm going to link to something that I have not made, but looks damn delicious. It's angel hair pasta with bacon on it.
Mmm. Bacon-wrapped bacon.
With some sauce.
With that extra baked-in bacon goodness.
Tim didn't laugh at my sauce.
Nope. Tim never laughs at your sauce.
Oh.
Tim may have run away to make some sauce of his own.
I just realized that.
Oh, no. Tim just disconnected. Skype pooped Tim out.
Oh, okay. So... until he gets back, I'm going to take a brief break and say I kind of like Hero Academy. The turn-based thing is like, sometimes I'm like, I just want to play another move.
Yeah, last week when you and I were playing, I was like trying to play with my kid at the park. He just kept running off, so I'd be like trying to squeeze in a move really fast and then, you know, go back and play with him as soon as he came running back over. And then it's like... I think it was like dinner time or something like that. And I see like the second I put him into the car, Noah's ready for another move. Like, ah, fuck. Sorry, Noah. I'm going to let you down. And there was just a busy ass day at work. And then like coming home. Well, busy week at work.
We should add Tim back in.
And then every night coming
home. I'm already
here.
Oh. I would like to point out, I did not just take a shit. Skype took a shit.
Yeah. We figured that out. We thought, we're like, oh, Tim just left. Because I said, sauce. Tim didn't laugh at my sauce. And then we're like, Tim?
And I said, Tim went to go make some sauce of his own.
Oh, yeah. Butt sauce.
Creamy, chocolatey butt sauce.
Oh,
now. And uncalled for.
I would say frozen vegetables and fruit is also good. I like frozen fruit to make smoothies later. I mean, fresh fruit is good, too. But fruit that I know I'm not going to eat, like, every day. Get some frozen fruit, make a little smoothie. Delicious.
Yeah.
But then you gotta clean the blender.
Well, you know they have like a cleaning setting, so you just fill it with water, turn that on, and it usually gets most of the stuff.
Not mine, it has two settings.
Messy off, and messy.
If you put hot water in it right away, it usually is not that bad later on.
Ha! Yeah. Hogwash. I've also cut myself on that blade cleaning it before.
Oh!
That sucked.
Don't cut yourself on the blender, Tim.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. You should consult with me. I would let you know.
Although now I have a hand blender, I bet that would be easier to clean.
Oh, I don't think I was really good for making smoothies. Isn't that more for just mixing stuff?
I hate you.
Sorry.
Why do you have to kill my good times?
Do it. Do it, Tim. See what happens. Let me know.
I will. And then it'll be great.
I'm sure it'll be awesome.
Tim's going to have huge forearms. Tim, are you masturbating? No, I'm making smoothies.
Making smoothies.
There's no way you could go wrong.
And also masturbating.
Into the smoothies.
Yeah.
Check a protein boost?
Yep.
Not kind of want a Jamba Juice.
I had one yesterday. I'm not entirely sure it isn't partially to blame for these problems.
Oh, I'm going to link to another recipe just because it sounds amazing.
Of course.
And next time I have a party, I want to try it.
Why are you going
to
wait for a party?
Fair enough.
Why don't you just eat it?
Just eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Oh, shit.
Apparently it's one of those really hard links to link.
No, like, I just updated that app that I used to, like, clip stuff, and then it changed where I would find the link. I'm like, wait, it was just different just a second ago. So this is Big Fat Bacon Sliders. Oh, it sounds so amazing.
I think I just got half a chub. Checking. Yep.
Checking. Hold on.
Hang on. Let me get my instruments.
It's on a site called the Pioneer Woman. Who is a Pioneer Woman?
So yeah, you make little bacon patties, and then, little beef patties, and then you wrap them in bacon, and then you cook them with some barbecue sauce on top. Sauce. And some jalapenos if you like that.
And
some cheese. Looks amazing.
Oh,
all right.
Man, this description sounds like something in one of those bodice rippers novels. Sunday afternoon, I made sliders. I wrapped bacon around each diminutive patty of hamburger, then cooked them in the oven and squeezed them between small, warm rolls. And I wasn't the least bit sorry.
Monday, I was still not sorry.
Are you really reading from the site?
Yes.
Wow.
Tomorrow, here. I'll show something other than burgers. I promise. I think.
Below, you'll find pictures of my pink meat. Oh, there's a fist in that pink meat.
But look at the finished product. Wait for it. Doesn't that look delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay doesn't approve. Although she doesn't eat meat, except for mine.
Boom!
Oh, dear.
She rolled her eyes at that one.
Good, that's the appropriate response.
Surprised that's all you got.
She says, if I'm lucky.
As opposed to her punching his teeth down his throat.
Wow, that's significantly unlucky.
No,
she wouldn't punch my teeth down my throat.
It wouldn't get much past his gum line. Shall we move on to our high five for this week?
Let's do it.
I think we shall.
High five.
So I don't even remember what the hell brought it up, but there was some conversation I was having with my wife last week where I was like, man, there were a couple of... they were tiny, but there were a couple of things that I believed wholeheartedly when I was a kid that, looking back on it, were completely idiotic. In some cases, it's because of things that adults told me, and in other cases, it was because, like, I had built up this completely internally consistent mental model of the world that just did not actually match fact and just sort of walked around believing it. So that's the... high five this week. High five, lies adults told us, or horrible mistakes we made about the way the world works.
I had a hard time with this one.
No, you had to say you had a hard time with this one?
Yes.
Me too.
You did?
I cannot remember. Yeah. I think it's because anything that I thought as a child has been replaced by the fact. You know what I mean? Like, and so now I can't remember what the incorrect thing I thought was. But I was able to
put five together during my fever shits.
Mm.
Maybe the fever helped. So, Andy, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
All right. Well, when I was, it's had to be like 7 or 8, just sitting around, a bunch of other little kids at school having our lunches, and one of the kids was just reaching into his bag and pulling out packets of ketchup, like you get from Burger King or McDonald's or whatever, and tearing them open and just eating the ketchup straight. And it wasn't a teacher, but it was like one of the... one of, like, the aides, so, like, one of the people who, like, monitored the playground and whatever, kept the children from eating each other, turning into Lord of the Flies.
We know what you're talking about! What did you do?
Came over and told the kid that if you eat straight ketchup, you would get cooties. And I was worried for quite some time after that, like, if you if you can get cooties from eating just straight ketchup, there must be some point where the ketchup to food ratio exceeds that cootie threshold. So, like, it can't just be that, like, just straight ketchup. It's got to just be that, like, too much ketchup. So, is it, like, if I have a fry and, like, just really, like, drench that thing in, that I'm still at risk of cooties?
That is hilarious. How do you remember that anyways?
Because I have a great big brain, and this is the sort of useless shit I do with it. I store things that don't matter.
All right. Next.
Noah.
Okay, so this is my fifth one. It's pretty weak. But for the longest time, I believe my mom was actually younger than she was because she would lie to me about her age. Like, I think by maybe 5 years or so, like I thought the difference was like 5 years. And then I started to get older, and I started to do the math. I'm like, hey, wait a second. That doesn't work.
That's funny.
Yes. I don't remember when I figured out, but yeah, at one point I was like, hey, you know, how are you, see, you're this old and I'm this old. That means you would have to have me when you were, you know, 15. That doesn't work.
Little did you know. Sure it does.
No, she actually had me when she was 20.
I didn't mean for your mom. I just mean it does work.
Oh, yeah.
And it does happen.
In reality, it does work. In the world.
Okay. So my five is pretty weak as well. I remember as a kid, I thought putting a Band-Aid on something fixed it instantly.
That's not weak. That's hilarious.
Like, I cut my hand on something. Like, it wasn't even really bleeding, but I cut my hand on something. And I remember I was just playing with other kids. Like, some of them were older. But no one would get me a Band-Aid. And I was like, all I need is a Band-Aid, and this will stop hurting.
Will you just get me a Band-Aid, please?
I think my son believes the same thing, because, like, he like, banged his elbow or something like that. Like, he was just running around and tripped or something, and he stands up, and he goes, I need a Band-Aid. I was like, why? He goes, I have a boo-boo. And he points, and, like, he has a little bruise, but, like, there's no blood or whatever. I said, no, buddy, Band-Aids just keep the leaky stuff in.
Oh.
Now he's going to start putting Band-Aids on his penis when he starts coming.
Wait, when he starts what?
Coming.
Coming.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Hopefully he will have figured out the rules of the world by then.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you brought this up, because there was a This American Life episode where I don't know if the whole thing was about it, but it was about things we believe and that no one ever told you, like, they didn't exist. Like, this one girl in her adulthood believed there's unicorns because...
Oh, I remember you told me about this.
Yeah, one time she believed there was unicorns, and no one ever, like... It's not something that came up all the time, so no one ever corrected her until much later.
Man, I really want to go to Ireland so I can see a unicorn.
What?
Okay.
You're not in Ireland. Oh, my bad.
So, when I was a little kid, and I'm sure we've all heard this, but... Somebody, I mean, like, little, like, probably four, maybe five. Somebody told me, if you keep pulling your face like that, it's going to stick that way.
Oh, right.
And I believed it for years.
That reminds me. Not something for me. You know, actually, I think for my honorable mentions, I'll mention a couple things that I didn't necessarily believe, but other people did. So, I'm going to write those
all
down.
Right. Very good. Stay tuned for that, kids. Don't turn off the podcast before it's over.
Oh, yeah. Or do, you know, because everybody's got their limit.
Okay. For my other thing, when I was younger, you know the song My Posse's on Broadway by Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I thought posse meant penis. Even though, like, if you really think about it, it doesn't make sense, but he was like, my posse's on Broadway. My posse's getting bigger. I'm like, well, what gets bigger? Your penis gets bigger, right? And yeah, eventually I found out what posse meant. I think maybe when I saw a Western, I'm like, wait, why would they have a posse? What's going on? So yeah, eventually I figured it out.
Good work. Let's see. I believed as a kid that if I prayed hard enough, God would give me the ability to fly. So my nightly prayers was please, 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 just... I knew if I just prayed hard enough. Like, I don't know why I thought, like no one else in the history of the world has ever flown. So clearly they just didn't want it as bad as I did. But God, let me tell you, I really want it.
Yeah, I did something very similar. It wasn't flying, but it was some other superpower. I think it was to turn into any animal I wanted to.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're lame.
I wanted to be a bright pink pony.
You're a brony.
Yeah.
Even back then.
I'm the OB. So, I had... this must have been like third or fourth grade or something, because I had some concept of science. And I'd actually learned that the Earth didn't go in a perfect circle around the sun. So when a teacher was quizzing everybody and asked, why does it get colder in winter than in summer? I volunteered, well, it must be that because when the Earth is further away from the sun, it's getting less light, so it cools down. Had no idea that the Earth was at an angle, and that it depended on which side of the Earth was more facing the sun, as actually is the case. I had just come up with this apparently plausible scientific explanation, and it wasn't until somebody asked out loud, and I volunteered it and got corrected, that I knew that the Earth was also tipped.
All right, I mean, it's not an egregious thing not to know. Oh my gosh, you didn't know the world was tilted? You idiot. Look at this dumb idiot kid. Doesn't even know the Earth is tilted. Kill him.
Yeah.
He's a witch.
Kill him now.
He's a witch.
It was like I had this tiny bit of imperfect information and totally just extrapolated on that.
Wait, how old were you?
I don't know, third or fourth grade?
Yeah, okay. As long as you were in high school.
No. Well, shit, there's adults now who probably still think shit like, well, no, not even that. Ah. Sorry, I almost went on the anti-science people rant.
Don't do it. Keep it in.
Keep it in. We're not going to do politics 2 weeks
blog
in a row,
it.
I swear.
All right, so my next one is, one time I was at my babysitter's, and it was a baby type babysitter where I would stay overnight. And one time my mom couldn't pick me up when she was supposed to because she was tied up, and I really thought she was tied up. And I was freaking out. I thought someone had captured my mom and tied her up and was just holding her there for no particular reason.
Where's the microfilm? I'll tell you, I'm Noah's mother.
She's like, oh no, I just got to gnaw through these ropes. I'll be home soon.
Yeah, that was freaky to me. And then, yeah, eventually she came and got me and she was okay.
Mom, show me the rope burns. Did you call the police? All right, Tim.
I believed as a kid, upwards of fourth, fifth grade, I would say, that I would not live past the age of 18.
Wow.
I have no idea, but it seemed perfectly fine to me. I'll never be in it. Once I get to 18, I'll be done.
That's it for me.
I think part of it was because then I had to be an adult, and being an adult sounded hard. So I was I was fine with it. But for some reason, I was I picture my life. There's no way that it continues beyond 18. I don't know why I thought that, but I was certain of it and perfectly okay with it. Of course, it seems like forever from fourth and fifth grade. 18. That'll be eons from now. The Earth will have fallen into the sun by then. I don't need to be 18.
Yeah, I remember thinking when I was a kid, I was like, man, I'm going to be 23 in the year 2000. That is going to take forever. All right. Oh, sorry, no. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, I'll mention that. No, I'll mention it. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm trying to pick between these last two. Yeah, I'll do the one that's more personally embarrassing for me because of how long I held on to this misunderstanding. When I was really, really, really little, maybe 3 years old, maybe four, it was the first time that I actually saw a naked little girl, but I didn't get a terribly good look. I was just, one of my little friends or whatever went running into the bathroom and little kid just followed her in. She hopped up and went pee and whatever, and I kind of saw her downstairs area. And I thought that little girls and little boys had the same sort of tubular external equipment, and it's just that girls didn't have the tip on it like guys do, and the underside of it had a line down it. So not a slit actually in their body and smooth around the bend, like they actually are. So until I saw my first titty mag that actually showed downstairs area stuff, which is probably eighth grade, something like that. I continued for that entire time. Yeah, it must have been seventh grade, because I think eighth grade we also had a health class that actually had pictures and whatnot up. And I'd already figured it out by then. But yeah, sometime around seventh grade was when I actually finally figured out, girls don't actually have external genitalia. I've had it wrong this whole time. Like, I knew that little boys and little girls were different down there. I just had
no
idea
that
it was
more minor difference.
Yes. I was like, yeah,
you should be embarrassed.
You're an idiot.
Everybody's got a peep. You know, maybe girls were smaller and like less controllable without that tip thing. That's why they couldn't write their name in the snow. It made perfect sense to me. All right,
silly little Negro.
No, I was a silly little honky.
Okay, so here's one that happened just because I couldn't really read very well when I was younger. And when you go to Toys R Us, it says Toys R Us, and it says the kids' bargain town. Mm-hmm. I thought it meant kids' begging town. Because whenever I went there, I always begged for some shit. Because it made sense. I'm like, oh, yeah, begging, that makes sense. Because whenever I come here, I'm like, hey, Mom, can I get this? Can I get that?
And Mom's always like, no.
So, yeah, and then, yeah, eventually I learned how to read. And I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't say what I thought it said.
All right. So, my next one. My mom actually tells me this story, but I believe her. When I was really little, I'm going to say younger than four. So, two or three. I guess if I'm talking, it's got to be at least three, two or three. So, anyway. My mom asked me if I know what Christmas is. And I say, yeah. And I get up, and I go to the family room, and I go, it's this room. Because we were never in that room except during Christmas. So, I assumed that Christmas meant we're going into this room. That's where the tree was. That's where the presents were. And apparently, we didn't hang out there ever, except for that.
Wow, you had a whole room that you would never go in except for Christmas?
Yeah, it was the nice room, right?
I vaguely remember it. Like, now, I mean, this is, what, 30 years ago? So, I don't remember that house. But, yeah, I mean, even my the house that we moved into later, it had, like, a room in the beginning. Like, when you first came in the door, basically, like, there was, like, no separate wall, so it was just, like, as you came in, but there was, like, we had some couches and some chairs and a fireplace in there. We would almost never go in there. There was a dining room off to the side of that room, and then around the corner, there was the living room with the television, which is where we spent most of our time.
I did not have a room that I never went into growing up. Look at me! I'm Tim, I got extra rooms!
It was in Stockton. It was easy to have houses with extra rooms.
This is true.
It's probably really easy now. They were one of the hardest hit by the...
I think I heard they
almost
went bankrupt recently.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd believe it. Well, I mean, yeah, they got a foreclosure rate that, like, rivaled Nevada and huge unemployment, like, as high as some of the states in the Rust Belt. Yeah, Stockton got its ass kicked.
But it's fighting its way back. You'll see.
It is. It could have been a contender.
So, Andy, what's your number one?
So my last one is I still don't know the truth on this one. And I may not ever actually know the truth on it because I don't know what I should believe. So when I was a little kid, growing up in San Diego, and I don't even know when it appeared, but it appeared some point when I was like a little-ish kid, six, seven, something like that, in the garage. It was kind of like a, not really like a pinup, but more like a glamour shot of sort of like a scantily clad woman. I think she may have been on a bearskin rug. Wearing like a red nightie, so not like a not too revealing, but pretty revealing. And the woman looked just like my mom.
Whoa.
And when I was a little kid, and this thing's just hung up out in the garage over the workbench, I was told that it was not a picture of my mom, that it was just a picture that somebody had found that looked a lot like my mom at like a garage sale or something like that. And, oh, sad baby. I'm sorry, baby. I'll talk less.
You're giving my baby diarrhea.
I know.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't realize what a dangerous endeavor this was to talk to Andy while I have severe diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Just asking for it.
Don't limit your ear hole. I'll go right down. Come out the back like a greasy bacon slider.
Oh, dear.
Anyways. Yeah, so when I was a kid, I was told that this was just a picture that, like, some friend of the family or, you know, one of my uncles or something like that had found and had thought, oh, this is really funny. I'll give that to Andy's parents. And that they had thought it was funny, but, you know, not obviously not appropriate to be hanging up inside the house. So they just stuck it out in the garage over the workbench and just kind of left it out there. Then I got a little bit older and I realized that very well could have been a picture of my mom. And I swear at some point somebody like started to act really embarrassed when I started asking, hey, was that picture like really mom? But then years later, I made a mention of it, and my mom absolutely denied that it was her. But that was also right around the time that my parents were going through a divorce, so I don't know what the fuck to believe about that thing. And I just don't want to ask anymore.
Ah, that's good.
You gotta have Andy's mom back on the show.
Yeah.
We'll grill her.
Get her on the spot. Put a microphone in her face. So,
was it not you?
That glamour shot in the garage when we were little in San Diego. That was you, right?
Come on now.
Come on.
I got
Come
on, home, mommy. I jerked off to a couple times.
Oh.
I don't want to feel weird about it.
Oh, no. You've just made me feel weird. You're a bad, bad man. So please, do your number five.
Okay.
Or one.
This is my last one. This has to do with my mom as well. My mom told. So there's a park in Menlo Park called Flood Park. Mm-hmm. And I used to go there a lot with my school. And my mom told me one time that I had a great uncle, Noah Flood, which should have been the clue right there. and that he owned that park. And, you know, he was dead now, but he owned that park. And it was like our family owned that park. So I told my school this, and they're like, oh, all right. And the teachers, I think at the time, the teacher seemed kind of skeptical, but she didn't say anything. And then I told my mom later on, and she's like, we didn't own that park. What are you talking about? I'm like, you told me that. She's like, I did? I'm like, oh.
Jeez.
Write down your lies, woman.
I was like, really, mom?
I was made a fool of in front of the entire fourth grade. Whatever grade it was.
And it's all your fault. Now you must die. So that's how I killed my mom.
Oh, very good.
Menendez!
No, I did not kill my mom. She's alive and kicking.
Kicking it old school. All right. My last one is something so sad and personally embarrassing because I still, like, some part of this still clings with me to this day. When I was, I don't know how long, young I was, but back in, okay, first of all, for the people listening, there used to be video stores. Where you could go in and they would just have video cassettes, which are like DVDs, but crappier. And you would decide what you wanted to rent, but they were all just sitting out and you could just look at the front and back of them. And so my mom and I were at the store renting something and I was just looking. I would always like to go in the horror section, even though I hated horror movies as a kid. I was definitely afraid of horror movies. But I would always go in the horror section and look at them and like, and then I would get scared and I would, you know, stop looking after a while. But one, I picked up, I can't remember which Nightmare on Elm Street it was. I'm going to guess 3. I picked it up, and
oh,
on the back.
Oh, yes.
I may have even said this on the show before.
You said it to me, I know.
Okay. So on the back, there's a picture of a dude in bed with no shirt on from the back, and Freddy, his hand is slicing down his back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you see, like, the red marks from the blades, and, like, so, like it's like an action shot they caught. And from then on, first, well, like, there's two levels to this. First of all, some reason I was able to think that Freddy was real. Also, if I slept with a shirt on, that couldn't happen to me. Because I don't know what my little kid mind thought, that blades would not be able to, you know, pierce the cotton polyester blend that I was wearing. There's no way he's got that kind of power. Sure, he can, you know, cut people's heads off in the movie, but not through this, baby. It's my Comic Relief 4 t-shirt. anyway, and still to this day, I very rarely sleep without a shirt on.
Because of that reason?
I am uncomfortable sleeping without a shirt on. Wow. Wow.
Tim wins.
Wow. 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 No one found that funny.
I was not alone.
You know, I still finds that funny.
Oh, that's good.
All right, honorable mentions.
Hold on.
Yes, Roberto?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
All right, Roberto's done talking to me.
What's that?
I said Roberto's done talking to me.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So yeah, I said mine. Did you say yours? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I started laughing so hard.
Yeah. That was really keeping careful track.
Oh, fuck. That is hilarious.
So what's happening? What day is it? Am I here?
You know what the sad thing is? I feel like I knew that. Like, I feel like I knew you still sleep with the shirt part, but it still cracks me up.
Well, then you'll enjoy my honorable mention when it gets around to me as well. Andy.
Oh, sorry. So I was, like, vaguely aware of shit going on in the world when Iran-Contra was happening. I thought the Iran-Contra problem was actually Iran versus the Contras. And I had a sneaking suspicion that the Contras all died really, really easily, but came back in large numbers with giant machine guns.
Wow. You had some interesting yet specific misinformation as a kid.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed Contra.
Who doesn't?
Yep.
Me.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start. You and a buddy. Also, when I was a little kid, I thought elbow grease was actually something that you put on your elbows to make you stronger.
That'd be sweet. Like Popeye, but you don't have to eat spinach.
But then your elbows are greasy.
Stuff in your elbows.
And I always thought, I was like, I'd rather just have clean elbows.
So is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. My alma mentions are nothing, well, one to do with me, two to do with other people. I had a friend when I was younger, who thought that black guy's cum was black. Because he saw a white guy cum one time, and it was white, so he made the leap that black guy's cum was black.
Wait, he saw a white guy? I'm hoping that was like he saw a porno or something.
Yeah, yes. Okay. The white guy just came all over his face.
He's just walking along, and he's like, hey, Billy.
Oh, well.
Like, hey, Mr. Johnson.
That's white.
Yeah, Johnson.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's in his mouth. Next?
Next is Roberto's brother still believes that you shouldn't go in the water until an hour after he eats.
See, even when they told me that when I was a little kid, I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah. Like, we will go water rafting, and he will not get in the water until after an hour after he eats. And so each time, we try to push him in the water before an hour is up.
That's sensitive and caring.
He's not going to die.
Still, like, oh, this is a thing I have, and I don't want to get in the water until after I eat. Oh, yeah, fuck you, we're going to get you in the water, but I don't.
That's why I'm going to stick it to your house, Tim, but I'm going to cut your shirt off you while you sleep.
Okay, not only is that douchey, but then you've ruined a shirt.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it with Freddy Krueger claws. That's horrible.
I might pull out a kidney while I'm there, you know, just to make the point.
And my last one is just a general belief that when I was a kid, like, you know, you think adults know, like, everything about everything, and, like, when you become an adult, it's going to feel all different, and then you become an adult, and you realize adults don't know shit about shit. They were just feeling out just like we did. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yep.
They just knew enough about what you're going through because they had done it.
Yeah.
But if you'd pressed on with more questions, they'd be like, I don't know.
I don't fuck shit. I'm just fucking, you think I have any idea what the fuck I'm doing?
Don't ask so many questions. You are a horrible child. Go away. You annoy me.
Aw.
Oh, my personal failing has caused my father to become angry.
Yeah.
No, getting comfortably uncomfortably close. Ugh, English, Andy.
Incredibly loud and uncomfortably close?
That's it.
Okay.
Like a black person in a movie theater.
Speaking of which, I can tell that my son's at least a quarter black because whenever we're watching movies, he doesn't shut up.
Well, my son must be a quarter black, too.
I'm like, come on, dude, it's supposed to be something witty.
You know, when he gets bigger in high school, he can play quarterback on the school hockey team.
Oh, cripes. So was that the end of your honorable mentions, Noah?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, and my honorable mention is, you know movies like Candyman and Bloody Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Where, in order to, Beetlejuice to some degree, but that one didn't really scare me. But where you say the name of the villain three times and then they appear or something like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would not do that, and still to this day will not do that.
What if we were in the bathroom together and I did it? Would it freak you out?
No.
Oh, okay. You're like, you're the one that's going to die.
More like, and alone. Like, if I'm alone, I'm not doing that.
Biggie Smalls.
If you can hear, that's my wife laughing at me.
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
What does Biggie Smalls got to do with anything?
He's being weird.
It's a South Park reference. They did exactly like the Candyman thing or whatever, and summoned Biggie Smalls back from hell.
Oh, why was he in hell? Oh, that's right. In South Park world, everybody who's not Mormon is in hell.
Yep.
Oh, I did not know that.
There was one episode where they're like, a bunch of people died and came to heaven, and they're like, so who was the right religion? And the guy with the clipboard is like, turns out the Mormons.
Oh.
Yeah, the Mormons. Thank you for playing.
Yeah, and there was another one where Satan got pissed off at Saddam Hussein and banished him to heaven, and the Mormons greeted him.
Ah, yes, I remember that as well. Anyway, so that's it. Yep. That's all from me.
Very good.
I can't believe I made it through this whole episode.
Why wouldn't you, buddy?
I'm impressed.
It is starting to cramp down there, but that's about it.
Oh! That,
wow, no.
Yes.
How quickly you forget your friend's pain and agony.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about him.
Well, I do give a shit.
Tim's about to give a...
Every hour on the hour.
Big shit.
All right.
So now all our listeners know what stupid little idiots we were and continue to be, but at least we're aware of that fact. Oh, I sent my wife a text. Sorry. No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's the delay. We both start talking, then we both hear
each
other.
Get it straightened
out. Okay.
I'll straighten you out.
I'm already straight. Just ask your mother.
Just don't ask her how old she is.
A is just a number. Like the number of times I fucked your mother!
What I was saying was, I sent a text to my wife this week, and I said, well, Andrew Breitbart is dead. She wrote me back and said, and nothing of value was lost.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay. I'm not the only one.
Okay. Do you remember the when Acorn got taken down because there was that guy acting like a pimp with a hoe or whatever? Andrew Breitbart was the guy who set that whole quote-unquote sting operation up. He was also the guy who took the video of Shirley Sherrod saying, talking about how she too struggled with like reverse racism and like didn't want to help this farmer because he was white, but then like realized that was wrong and like made the right choice.
Oh yeah, and they cut it up and made it seem like she was actually being racist.
Yeah, that she was just a racist and whatever, and like she got fired because he had, I mean, it's defamation, and she was suing him. He's also the guy who very gleefully started spreading the photos of Anthony Weiner. Now, in fairness to Andrew Breitbart,
Anthony Weiner shouldn't have been having internet relationships or whatever when he's got a hot and pregnant wife. That's just inappropriate and bad form. But he was the guy who very gleefully was, you know, like seeking that information out and like making sure that like it stayed in the news. And he's the guy who like broke the story and whatever. So basically, if you look up partisan hack in the dictionary, it's got a picture of Andrew Breitbart next to it.
Okay.
And now he's dead, and I think our republic is a little better off for it. It sucks to say. I mean, you know, I'm sure his family's sad, but it's like this is not the sort of, you know, caustic, horrible political atmosphere that makes for a well-run country.
And he loved his role. He loved being hated. So he did everything he could to be a dickwad douchebag. And, you know, one less dickwad douchebag in the world doesn't strike me as that bad of a thing.
All right. Well, for more uplifting thoughts at the end of episodes, go back and listen to our back catalog as Andy ends other episodes with, and that's how cancer was created.
Mm-hmm. And this is why the blood of virgins is tasty.
Don't forget, if you're in the Bay Area, March 10th, I'll be at Mission City Coffee with Phil Johnson and someone else whose name eludes me at the moment, but it's Phil Johnson's birthday celebration, and that was the song played at the beginning of this episode that neither of these guys heard or even knew I was going to put at the beginning of this episode. So if you're in the Bay Area, come out and see. It'll be a good time. Link in the show notes.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah! Your tickets in advance for less money. And that's it. You're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
And remember, never trust an Asian.
And clickety-clack.
Cacao.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is alive.
Podcast.
Hold on.
Yes, Roberto?
Yes, Roberto? Yeah, it was Chuck.
You haven't gone yet. Oh my god, are you guys naked?
Yes. We're not. We're all naked.
Mm-hmm.
We're all, like, there's three of you in there.
There's a midget.
Little person, sir.
Noah's looking at recipes for bacon-wrapped midget.
Ooh, that would be delicious, too.
No!
What?
No! Oh, yeah. Dinner.
No, it's talking
breakfast,
about
lunch, and
fuck
dinner. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's all be edited out of the show.
What a good friend you are, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Edit that shit.
Roberto. Anyways.
Well, I was able to figure that out when you said yes, Roberto.